The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show on a Monday. Oh my God, how is it Monday already? Why? All right, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
First talkback of the day. By the way, we have your crazy cash, your chance to win $1,000. That's on standby. First, the first talkback.
Hey, JV Show. Hope you had a great weekend. Selena, I can't wait to hear about The Sphere. I went to the Dead & Company show, and it was unbelievably amazing. At the airport, on my way for a work trip, and a couple of things. One, people were stopped in front of me, so I'm assuming they're swampy. And Graham, did your wife's Taylor Swift bra ever correct her hunch? Because I got one. Thanks.
Oh, wow. Okay, so much to unpack.
Yeah, quite a few things. Where do you want to begin? Your time in Vegas at the Sphere, because she says she saw Dead & Company there and it was amazing. And Selena, you saw the Backstreet Boys there this weekend. And
was it
amazing?
It was everything. I do want to talk about my Vegas trip next, so I'll unpack all of that next. The other thing she mentioned, she was at the airport. People were stopped in front of her. We talked last week about swamp crotch could, you know, set off.
It can set off that one scanner if you are swampy enough to set it off. And then she also asked if my wife's Taylor Swift bra corrected her posture or not, because it's not Taylor Swift's bra. I can't remember the name of the brand, but Taylor Swift either wore one or whatever. I don't know. If you Google Taylor Swift posture bra, it'll find you the one that I got my wife for Christmas. And I couldn't tell you if my wife's been wearing hers or not. In that talkback, she says, I've got one, meaning does she have a hunch or she got that same bra? I couldn't tell what she meant there, but
settling bra.
The bra, yeah.
I took it that she had
a hunch.
I don't
think she would admit to having a hunch. Well, if you haven't noticed anything with your wife, I guess that means it doesn't work then. Is she still hunchback?
No, my wife never. Wow, shots fired.
No, I mean,
my wife never had a hunch.
You're the one.
My wife never had a hunchback. She does not have a hunch, but she was concerned about her posture because she works from home, and she's like, I just sit in a chair all day long, and I feel like my posture is terrible.
Right.
And I think that the posture bra, I remember initially she's saying, like, you know, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world because it is kind of pulling your shoulders back, but I think it probably helped. If nothing else, served as a reminder to
sit up straight.
Everybody needs to do that.
I'm super hunchy right now. Let me just sit up straight.
I just look at people walking around and I'm like, just stand up.
I know.
All you got to do is stand up straighter. Like,
easier said than done.
It is easier said than done, but if you want the easiest quick fix to make you look more confident, look better, look happier, look everything, just stand up straight. I'm telling you, it does wonders.
Yeah.
But then when you don't think about it, you're just hunchy.
And you go back.
Like Jess is right now.
Yeah. Thanks.
Doom scrolling all hunched over.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Okay, if you are flying Alaska Airlines today, listen up. There was an IT outage last night that caused a system-wide ground stop. So every plane was grounded for like 3 hours. Ooh. So because of that, a lot of delays if your flight is not canceled at all. So just know things are going to be a mess with Alaska Airlines today.
Not fun. Horrible start to the second half of the baseball season for the Giants. They were swept over the weekend in Toronto, losing all three of their games with the Blue Jays. Luckily, they didn't lose too much ground on the Dodgers in their division because the Dodgers also swept over the weekend by the Brewers. Giants road trip continues today. They start a series with the Braves. First pitch at 4:15.
Go, Matt!
Nice. It feels like we're back to Mayweather today. Some fogizzle is out this morning. We will have some afternoon sunshine with highs in the low to mid 70s, and you can expect a very windy afternoon with gusts up to 25 miles per hour.
Happy summer, everybody. Hey, Pisces besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 7. The moon is causing you some confusion to start this week.
Interesting.
I don't know what that means. If you aren't sure of someone or something, wait until you are before taking the next step. This is particularly true for new romantic relationships. Jumping in too quickly could get very sticky.
Oh, you don't want the stickiness.
Yeah, I don't have any of those new romantic relationships, so I'm good.
All right, next in the JV
moon
show.
Confusing?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, Vegas was so fun.
Oh,
it was like
God.
So fun.
It looked fun.
I am very struggly this morning, though.
Yeah, when'd you get back?
Yesterday, like midday. It was a really quick trip. By the way, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Really quick trip to Vegas over the weekend. I didn't get there till Friday night because that's when we could get a babysitter, you know. So we left late. left early yesterday, so I got back maybe around like 2 o'clock, but yeah. I am so hungover right now. Oh. It's like one of those like 2 day Vegas hangovers. Oh. So
this is the worst.
I am struggling. But listen, the Backstreet Boys concert, literally the best concert I've ever been to in my life. And I've been to a lot of concerts, you guys.
It looked insane.
And was it was the best concert ever because of the venue, because it was at the Sphere, or because the Backstreet Boys can like still really throw down some sweet dance moves?
It really wasn't about the dance moves, because yeah, their dance moves are super slow because they're so old. But it was a combination of like nostalgia alert Sphere.
Nostalgia alert.
It's like I'm only 26 and a half, but when I was like, you know, younger, listening to the Backstreet Boys, I couldn't go to a concert.
When you were barely born.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't just go to a concert and go see them. So it was a full circle moment.
Okay, so, but the Sphere though, like, out of 10,
Sphere is crazy.
Out of 10, what did you think?
I got a little Sphere joke there.
Yeah, because it's full circle.
10 out of 10.
Wow.
Okay. 10 out of 10. The graphics were crazy. Even your seat is like, it's like moving. It's like vibrating a little bit. It's like, it was crazy.
Whoa.
You guys have to go.
I'm dying to see a concert there, but I will not go see the Backstreet Boys.
Why?
I'm waiting for someone that I want to see there, and then I'm just dying to go see a show at the
Sphere. It was so cool. So a few weeks ago, I saw a video of the Backstreet Boys on TikTok, and thank God I saw this, because they were like, this is the Millennium Tour, or after whatever it's called. He's like, we want everybody to wear all white. And like, if I hadn't seen that video and like I would have worn something else, I would have been the only person there not wearing white.
No!
Really?
Because there was a couple people there that were wearing like just like whatever.
And they stood out.
I was like, that's embarrassing.
Wait, so then how did other people find out? Just literally on TikTok?
I think so. You just kind of know.
And why was it one big Diddy white party? I don't get it.
Oh.
Because that's like their Millennium album cover. They wore all white. And so they asked for white outfits with like metallic blue like accents or whatever.
Did you have any metallic blue accents?
I did not.
Or whatever?
I couldn't find any. No. No.
That would have been so cool.
I got to reuse my bachelorette dress, which I would have never worn again. So I just wore that.
Okay. That's good. And did you guys, after the show, venture out to do any gambling or anything
exciting?
We went exciting?
Strip clubbing.
Ooh, really?
No way.
Which one did you go to?
Are you familiar with the Vegas strip clubs, Graham?
No, but maybe.
He is.
We went to Spearmint Rhino.
Okay.
That was my first time there.
Yeah, and?
And?
Tell us more.
10 out of 10.
Really?
I think that's why I'm so hungover. That's why I'm so hungover. We were there. Like, literally, the other people that we were with my cousin, her husband, and my friend, like, they were like, okay, well, we're just going to go. And me and my husband, okay, bye. And we were just like, woo! There till like 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, it was an adventure.
How many times did you have to hit the ATM?
My husband went back a few times.
It's always the worst when you go back that third time. It's like, you're over your daily limit. You're not allowed to withdraw anymore.
And he was saying,
dang it!
He was saying that like the ATM charged you $100 just to withdraw money.
Serious?
So it's like, they just took all of our money.
Oh, yeah.
That's robbery.
Literally, you see people making it rain and it's like, that's what you're doing. You're just giving away all your
just
money.
Just giving it to them.
Here you go. And just flurry, and then charges after charges, and the drinks are expensive. You know, it's like everything.
And we ordered so many drinks. No.
They're charging you at every turn.
I'm too cheap for the strip club. I just couldn't.
Yeah, but it's really fun.
Yeah. It's like really, really fun.
Yeah, but it's pretty fun.
Wait, okay, I have a question, because I saw one of your videos, and in it, it looked like the stage was like, I don't know if this was just a sphere.
Like floating?
Yeah. That was just like an effect, right?
No, at one point, like, they did have this, like, they were on like a floating stage.
No
and like with the
way.
Graphics in the background, it looked crazy.
Whoa. I thought that was just like an effect.
No, they were really up there. Like,
oh,
it was insane.
How drunk were you going into the show? Because like, I imagine some people almost get almost like motion sick in there. Because they do a lot of things that make it feel like you're flying through space and stuff.
I was
right?
scared that was gonna be me, but I wasn't very drunk.
Yeah.
I didn't get really drunk till after. But I was also drunk before, but it kind of went away.
Well, it's Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not definitely not judging that.
Yeah.
And were you just like screaming like full
like
teen Selena?
I had like no voice after that. I was in there going crazy. It was so much fun.
Oh my God.
It was so fun. Brian though, do you know which one Brian is?
Oh,
Graham?
Nope.
Let me see.
He was a little struggling with the vocals. Apparently he has vocal tension dysphonia. And so he can't like project his voice, and he doesn't really have a lot of control over it. But I mean,
so does he just lip sync the entire time?
He wasn't lip sync. No, he was still singing live, and that's why you can hear like this struggleness in his voice. But I just found this out, but I assumed like maybe other fans like just kind of knew.
Yeah.
And that's why they still like supported him, you know, going on there singing live. But yeah, he was not good.
Well, they're older now.
I'm shocked that they're actually singing.
Yeah, it was all live. It was so good.
Heavily to a track, and then they're there with their walkers with the tennis balls on, like trying to do some dance moves. And, like, they're pretty old, right?
Anyway, so if that's why I run out of the studio at some point to go throw up, it's because I just got back from Vegas. So
still fighting.
You're going to have to excuse me, okay?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And when do you guys typically start your back to school shopping?
Whenever my wife does.
Graham, you don't do any of it?
I go along for the trip. I'm not the guy that plans it. Let's put it that way. But I've gone on the trip to Old Navy to buy all the things, to buy everything, because they just ruin every single article of clothing that they ever wear to school and or have grown out of everything that they go that they've ever had. Mm-hmm.
Plus, they need new outfits to like flex.
What? Yeah, you gotta have the new drip the going into the new school
okay,
year.
I was
no
curious
cap.
About that. I was gonna ask if you guys were the type of parents to just do like supplies with back to school shopping, or you buy supplies and new clothes every single
clothes.
Year.
Yeah.
Every year?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not out there buying them like pencils and stuff. It's clothes. They need socks. They need underwear. They need shorts. They need shirts.
So apparently Americans are starting their back to school shopping a lot earlier this year. So you guys might want to actually like jump in on that as well. 2/3 of families are stocking up already. And a lot of it is because there are new tariffs that are going to set in place or are going to be in effect in August. So if you wait till then, things might get a little more expensive. So for any parents listening out there.
Well, there's
there's
always tariffs on the horizon. It's just
right,
like, this is a new tariff. Another tariff here. But I assume that a lot of that stuff that I'm going to be shopping for is already here and hopefully skirted under the tariffs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you would hope for it, but I think if you can save a little money here and there, you might just want to get it done literally now.
Do you guys go in, you guys still do in-person shopping or do you online shop everything?
We usually take the kids in person.
Okay.
And then they can help pick out a few of the shirt. Like, I like this shirt. I like that. You know, whatever.
Yeah. I'd rather do online, but my daughter likes to go in. Yeah.
I feel like you have to go in person because that's part of the experience.
Yeah.
At least that's how I remember it.
Me too. Yeah, no, I haven't started yet, though.
We just go to Old Navy and buy one of everything. It's
really?
Such a good deal. You cannot beat the deal there. I'm telling you. Stuff is so cheap.
My daughter would never let me buy her anything from Old Navy. She'd be like, no, we're not doing that.
Well, my kids are... Five and seven.
Nice.
And it's great.
Be nice.
You just buy one of everything they've got.
Well, just you wait, Graham. Enjoy it right now because that's probably going to change.
Yeah, when they get older, they get pickier.
And
then, they want what they want.
Yeah. Well, let them pick it out then. You go. Then you do your shopping.
Yeah. And then they no longer want like the fake looking Converse. They want the real brand.
Dang. Well, they better go get a job and earn that real money then to pay for it.
All right, Graham, what do you have here?
If you guys are hoping to go see Christopher Nolan's upcoming movie, The Odyssey. Now, look, this doesn't come out until July of next year, but if you wanted to see it on opening weekend here in the Bay Area on an IMAX screen, because I guess this movie, it sounds like it's going to be a really big, huge blockbuster next year and big time cast. Anne Hathaway, Charlize Theron, Zendaya, Robert Pattinson.
Oh, wow.
All kinds of names are in this thing. But he was shot on some special kind of IMAX film, 70 millimeter IMAX. It's one of the only movies, if not the only one, to ever have been shot entirely in this format. So that you need to see it in a special IMAX theater that can show it. And there are only 19 of those theaters in the country. One of them here in San Francisco, and I think there's one in Dublin. But if you want to go opening weekend to see this, again, next July, Christopher Nolan's movie, The Odyssey, it's already sold out. They put the tickets
on. Are you kidding me?
They put tickets on sale at the end of this past week on Thursday, and it immediately basically sold out.
Gosh. People are buying movie tickets a year in advance.
1 year
out. Oh, my God.
The demand is that great?
Have you guys ever bought movie tickets more than 1 day out? Because I've never bought
it's always
tickets
like,
the same day.
Yeah, it's always like, on my way there, let me just buy the tickets really quickly. Like,
right.
I've gotten them maybe like a week out if I knew I was
going to
go.
You have?
For the movies? What movie?
Yeah.
I need to know.
But it's mainly not because of me. It's because of my fiance, just because he's such a planner. He's like, okay, if we're going to go this day, okay, I'll get the movie tickets, sure.
Do they even sell them that far
out? Okay, maybe not a week, but definitely a few days.
They do. I think they sell them.
Yeah,
a week
I know.
In advance, for sure. I'm Fandango.
But what movie?
I don't know. He's just a planner, so it makes him feel better if we already have.
I'm kind of judging.
I also feel like weird. I also feel like anytime we went to the movies on Friday, anytime I've gone to the movies, even if it's like the weekend that the movie comes out, I've never had trouble getting a ticket. There's always tickets available. I don't like. I've never been like, oh, wanted to see this one, but the theater sold out.
Yeah.
I haven't had that happen in I don't know how many
years. I mean,
years.
There's been times where I didn't like my seats because
sure.
like all right. the good seats are picked already and I'm like in the front or something like that. But yeah, it's never been sold out.
Yeah.
I don't think. And then the new movies, there's always so many movie times, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyways, but tickets for The Odyssey. We don't even know really anything about this
movie
other than the cast
hearing about it.
And the thing, I don't know, but it's gonna be big, you guys. The Odyssey. The opening weekend, sorry, if you wanted to see that at the Metreon here in San Francisco, sorry, it's already sold out.
Wow, that's
again,
crazy.
July 2026.
All right, coming up inside today's Hottest Trending, we have to go back to talking about the Coldplay affair scandal because there's just so much that happens over the weekends. We're going to unpack all of that coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your boy, Jesus from SAC. Happy Monday. Hope y'all had a good weekend. Selena sounds sick already, but anyway, since y'all like to break the rules, I just wanted to shoot my shot, see if I can maybe get a chug mug sent to me. I've already checked 10 plus Goodwills, can't seem to find it, so yeah, I would appreciate it, but y'all have a good day.
Ooh, asking for a chug mug.
We love Jesus and Sack. He's one of our favorite listeners. He said he checked 10 Goodwills. That's, of course, in reference to the fact that I accidentally donated a box.
I still cannot believe you did that.
To chug mugs to my local Goodwill when I was dropping off a bunch of other stuff. It just got unloaded out of the back of my car. Whoops. Still no sign of those. I don't know where they ever surfaced or the Goodwill just put them in the incinerator.
Hey, well, the good news is coming up 7:05, you have a chance to win one. Inside What the Bleep, we do that every morning right here on Wild.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's go back to the Coldplay affair scandal because so much stuff. You couldn't even like open social media over the weekend without seeing like a meme or a video or just something. All right, so Saturday, the guy who was cheating on his wife, he resigned. Did you see that?
I did.
He resigned from Astronomer.
Yep,
the company he helped build.
I kept wondering if that was true because the statement that he supposedly put out last week, we learned that was fake.
Right.
So I kept like any news that came out about this, I'm like, but yeah, but is it real?
That's how this one is.
That one seemed to be very real.
This one is.
Yeah.
Did you guys see, because this might have also been fake, but there was a supposed statement that was put out by one of the spouses of the cheating.
I didn't see that.
Of the cheating couple. But I think, again, it might be fake. Because it also referenced like the, oh, and you ended your letter with the song. Well, all I have to say is blah, 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 blah. Okay, definitely fake.
Nope.
But people do think that they are headed for divorce because like immediately after this whole story broke, Andy Byron's wife, Megan, she went and changed her last name on social media back to her maiden name.
I mean, that's instant divorce in my mind. Can you imagine the humiliation of waking up to that firestorm? The most viral thing of 2025 so far is your spouse cheating on you very public and getting busted very publicly and then it going viral. Like, see ya. You're never going to hear from me again.
And would you like to know how much money she could get in this divorce?
Yes.
Because Massachusetts, they have, 50-50 marital laws where, like, if you're married for more than 7 years, which they were, like, you just have to split any assets you built together 50-50.
Yeah.
She can get anywhere between $20 and $70 million.
No.
Get your bag, queen.
Get your bag.
Yes. I'm all for it.
And then did you see Morgan Wallen? He was on stage at State Farm Arena in Glendale on Friday night, and he even referenced this entire thing, and he joked about how, like, side chicks are safe at his shows. Did you see him do that?
They're not busting anybody out of his shows. That's nice. Very curious.
He said, anybody in here with their side chicks, I think you're safe here. But then he said, I don't condone cheating or whatever.
Right.
Whatever. Okay. But this story is just like taking over the world.
Insane.
I know.
I have loved some of the memes and some of the videos, and then some of the spoofs have been really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of the mascots are like joining in and doing it at like baseball games and everything. Yeah, it's so funny.
I saw the Philly Fanatics, their mascots. They have a male and female mascot. I think they're married.
Wait, that's hilarious.
They did it. The two mascots, the kiss cam. They did a regular kiss cam around the stadium, and then when it went to them, they reenacted, you know, exactly what the...
Oh my God.
Those were some good ones.
Funny.
Like, well done.
Also, just really quick, Selena Gomez celebrated her 33rd birthday, and she threw a 70s themed party, Saturday Night Fever.
Who gives a fart?
Benny Blanco was there, obviously. Taylor Swift showed up. People were like fangirling over the besties being back together, but no sign of Travis Kelce.
I think he's probably back at camp. A lot of the NFL training camps are getting ready to start.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. But he wasn't there. Yeah. Taylor Swift was. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick things. First, Starbucks pumpkin spice lovers, it's time to rejoice because pumpkin spice season is probably a lot closer than you thought. The company announced today that pumpkin spice latte is returning to their store's menus starting August 26th. So mark your calendars. And just for reference, the first day of fall isn't until September 22nd. So August 26th. How do you guys feel about that?
We say this every year. It always seems so soon. But at that point, we're already back in school. You know, yeah. So I guess it does feel a little more fall.
Except that we're going to be smack in the middle of summer. If it ever arrives here in the Bay Area, it may not. We have not had summer yet.
We always get late summers.
Yeah. But I don't know. August 26th sounds crazy.
I'm not ready. Yeah. I'm not ready for Halloween stuff. I love Halloween, but I'm not ready for seeing all that in stores. And then fall's going to get here in no time. And I feel like...
I haven't even like enjoyed summer yet.
Because we haven't gotten it yet. It hasn't started. I'm going to talk about that coming up at 7:55. Okay. There's actually some historical data to show that this is just a crazy anomaly, what we're seeing so far this year.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
All right, and then really quick, some good news for lots of Bay Area residents affected by that garbage worker strike. On Friday, a tentative agreement was reached between Republic Services and the workers' union. That meant that garbage service finally restored in about 25 Northern California cities, most of those right here in the Bay Area. Residents had watched their trash pile up since July 8th. That was a lot.
Oh my God.
Bags of garbage. It was either piling up at your house or you were taking it to one of those drop-off sites. Either way.
That was piling up.
That was not fun
that
either.
That sounds stinky.
Yeah. So that's good news.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, now to What the Bleep is, where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So my son is obsessed with giant... His dream is to ride one day.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah. Dream big.
And as a parent, you have to support that.
You have to.
100%. Yeah. Dream 100%. Big. I think it's cute.
Is AJ a little uncomfortable about it, though?
No, not really.
Oh, he supports, too.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay.
That's very new age of him. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. And remember, look, there's people that slide into my DMs all the time. Like, how do I leave a talkback? It's very, very simple. But you do have to have the iHeartRadio app. So start there. Download that. Then you got that. Then you're streaming Wild 94.9. Then there's the microphone button. You just hit that and record your guess. That's how easy it is to play along. And you want to win a JV Show Chug Mug, so you can't win one if you're not playing along with the game. All right. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess that you've recorded. Just remember, keep your guesses PG because this is a family-friendly show. So the winning guess will be something PG.
Clean. Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are trying to give you this Chug Mug, but you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is. So my son is obsessed with giant. His dream is to ride one day. Yes. Wow. It is
bigger the better, too.
Yeah
get one of those Love giant them. Ones yeah
Let's go to your guesses.
Hey JV Show, it's Alana from San Leandro, and I think today's bleeped out word is horses. Thank you, have a good day.
Horses.
That's a good guess.
Is he like big horses?
He loves horses, yeah.
Really?
I mean, what kid doesn't?
Right.
They get so excited when they see animals.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know if my kids have dreamed of riding a giant horse or not, but, you know, maybe.
I think mine have.
Okay.
Morning, JV Show. Victor from San Jose. So I'm going to say monster truck. Thanks, guys.
That's a great guess.
Wants to drive a big monster truck?
Yeah, that too. He wants to ride a lot of things.
I think that still is my son's dream.
I thought you were going to say yours.
Well, mine too. I mean, it would be fun to drive a monster truck, but I think that was... If you ask my son what he wants to be when he grows up, it still is probably a monster truck.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Good
Good morning, JV Show, Dallas and Benicia. Could the bleep that word be fire truck?
Another thing fire he's obsessed truck. With. Fire. These are all such good guesses.
Well, he likes a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah. He really wants to ride some stuff.
Right. But just remember, monster trucks, fire trucks, those are two words. We try to keep these to one word.
Is fire truck two words?
I don't know. That's a good point. I thought so.
I think fire truck is second guessing everything. Word.
It's a Monday. Sure, I haven't had enough coffee yet. Wait.
All right. Continue to leave your guesses on the talk back on the iHeart app. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? While you're doing that, we are going to switch gears just really quick. We have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
I still need to know if fire truck is two,
I've two seen words both. I've
one.
Seen two.
I know. I feel like I've seen it as one word or two. It's two words, right? It's two.
I think okay. It's one.
Man, we sound stupid right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you can do that correctly, like you're the first one to get it right, we're going to send you a JV Show chug mug. It always takes a little while to get it because Jess is, you know... She sends them out a little late, but it
takes a while for things to
ship. Exactly. It's on the way. Just be patient.
Well, it's kind of snail mail. You know, that's why they call snail mail. It takes a little while.
All right. So if you missed today's clip, here it is. So my son is obsessed with giant. His dream is to ride one day.
Yep.
It is. He gets so excited when he sees one. The cutest thing. All right.
Don't we all?
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show, you guys.
Oh, never mind.
Good morning, JB Show. Happy Monday. I am not feeling it, but I think the bleep out word is roller coaster. Happy Monday. Bye.
Roller coaster. Great guess.
Great guess. Very popular guess this morning. A lot of people guessing that. Roller coaster, one word or two.
Still too young. Oh, roller coaster, one word.
But he's don't start this, Graham.
He's still a little too young for roller
coaster. Yeah, he's only four.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Daniel from Vallejo. My guess for the bleep that word is motorcycle.
Motorcycle. That's a good guess.
There's another popular guess. Are there giant motorcycles out there?
No, I think they're just like one size.
Oh.
Pretty standard.
Okay. But giant if they're small.
True.
Compared to a four-year-old.
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Isaac. You already know. I'm going to guess dinosaur. Love y'all. Have a good day.
Dinosaurs.
That was one of the most popular guesses, but like his dream is to ride something that's not.
Yeah, sorry, son. It could happen.
Yeah. Missed it by about 50 million years.
Yeah.
Hi, JV Show family. This is Ellen from Half Moon Bay. I think the bleeped out word is dragon. He wants to ride a giant dragon. Love you guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Those have gone extinct also. Yeah. So can't ride those. Sorry.
Dang it. All right. So did nobody get the word today?
We're not starting off this week.
Oh, you know, it's Monday. We all have a case of the Mondays, I suppose. All right, so here is today's clip, unbleeped. So my son is obsessed with giant excavators. His dream is to ride one day.
Yeah.
How did nobody guess that?
Kids all love kids excavators. Love excavators. Thank
it's
you.
The most popular tractor of all the kinds. Yes. You don't want to be the loader or the bulldozer or the steamroller. You want to be the excavator driver.
Right.
Man, so.
Some people did go the general route and they said tractors, but that's not.
There was tractors was a guess. Trains, rockets, crane, your mom, giraffes,
what?
And elephants were the
mom?
Other most popular guesses this morning.
Stop.
Someone said turtles.
All right, all good guesses. And thank you, everyone, for playing. Oh, dang it.
So close.
Not how I wanted to start off the week, but
no,
it's all good.
Chug mugs shall be giveth.
Yeah. We are going to do it again tomorrow, though, 7:05 right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Joseph?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, oh my God.
This is Joseph.
There he is. Yep. How was the weekend?
Oh, man, how was the weekend? What did we do? it's a blur. I'm just so excited right now
for the game. All right, let's just get to the game then. Because Jess, what do we have on the line today?
We have two tickets to see Kay Trinata and Justice on October 22nd.
All right, Joseph. Here's how it works. We're gonna ask you four random trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and if you can do that, the tickets are yours. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here's question number one. Topeka is the capital city of what U.S. state?
Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
Topeka is the capital city of what U.S. state is? Florida?
Nope.
Oh my God.
Kansas. Kansas is the correct answer. Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah, Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah.
Topeka, Florida. All right, question number two. Ron Burgundy was the name of Will Ferrell's character in what movies?
Anchorman.
Yes. Yep. There you go. That should sound like Joseph. Your voice changed.
Joseph's going through a change.
I'm sorry. That's my girl.
Hi. Hi, girl. What's your name?
I'm Adriana.
All right, Adriana and Joseph.
Thanks for bailing good your work boy Joseph there. Out on that one. Selena, can I ask you really quick, have you ever seen any of the Anchorman movies?
You're going to hate me.
Don't tell me.
I haven't.
Oh, my. No. I know. So much of life you and references know. You just don't understand.
I know, I haven't watched anything.
I know, but that one, I mean, you have to have seen at least the first Anchorman.
I know. All right, so you guys got 1 point. Here's question number three. A beefalo is the combination of a cow and what other kind of animal?
Beefalo?
Yep.
A cow and a buffalo?
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, technically, technically it's a bison, but yeah.
Hey, whatever.
All right, question number four. Bourbon Street is an iconic party street in what city?
New Orleans?
Yep.
There we go.
I know.
There we go. We heard that. They were still deliberating, but we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Congratulations.
You just won 2 tickets to see Kay Trinata and Justice on October 22nd at the Oakland Arena. Woo-woo.
Congrats, you guys. Hang on. We're going to get you hooked up with those tickets. Good work. Go ahead.
Okay, we just had some, we just found out some good news last night.
Oh, uh-huh. Please share it with the entire Bay Area and us.
Yes. She doesn't want me to, but we are expecting.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're so excited. But more importantly,
who gives a fuck?
Yeah, we don't really care.
That's big. We do care. Although, she didn't want you to share, and you're sharing.
Oh, that's a good point. Uh-oh. All right, we'll put you on hold so you guys can find it out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on.
Congrats again, you guys.
They're pumped. They just got they got a little bundle of joy on the way. They just won
some tickets.
Some Keytruda.
Keytrinata.
Keytruda is what Keytrinata. I said. It's a wonderful drug, according to the commercials that I've seen. Keytruda, I think it's for cancer. Anyways, all right, one shout-out to give, one DM slide right now. I got one that says, Graham, happy Monday. Hoping for a birthday shout-out for my daughter, Lily. She turned 11 over the weekend. She loves listening to your show. Lily, you shine inside and out, and we love you so much. Thanks. And that's from Mom Ashley.
Happy birthday.
So, Lily, hope you had an amazing birthday weekend.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a great point. Yep. Before we get to today's hottest trending, Graham, you went to the movies over the weekend?
I did. On Friday night, took the family to see the new Smurfs movie. This was opening weekend for the Smurfs, right?
Just came out.
Then why were there only 8 people in my theater at a 7?
Are you serious?
We went for the 7:35 show. Like, you would think that would be the time, right? And when I went online to book the tickets about an hour ahead of time, I was like, oh, man, we're probably not even going to get, you know, any decent seats. We'll be sitting front row. They were all available. All of them except 5.
They were doing so much promo. It's like the week leading up, all I saw was Smurf stuff.
Smurf this,
Rihanna,
Smurf that.
Rihanna on the red carpet and this premiere and this and that. Like, they were doing so much promo. It was
Can
overkill.
I give my honest movie review?
Yes.
Now, look, you have to take this with a bit of a grain of salt because, look, I fell asleep during part of it. Just because.
Oh, my God.
Selena, you know a Friday night movie is tough to stay awake the entire thing for.
Yeah.
We were crazy hours. I didn't take a nap that day. I was exhausted and had a couple drinky drinks at dinner beforehand. So, like, look, I dozed off in a couple parts.
Sounds like a perfect nap time. Okay,
yeah,
so
no,
what,
it was great.
What did you think?
Here's my honest Smurfs review. Well, particularly, here are my takeaways. Like, the movie was fun. My kids had fun. Like, if you have, if you have young kids in your family, they're going to have a good time. It's like any of these animated movies. They like them. I was like, I asked my kids, did you love that movie? Oh, yeah, it was great. You're going to get that reaction, right? It's fun. And then, the songs and stuff are great. The Rihanna casting, can I be honest about that?
You didn't like it?
I didn't really get it. Like, why is Rihanna Smurfette?
I don't know.
I mean, there's so many great voice actors and actresses.
So is it one of those things that, like, as you're watching it, you just couldn't get over the fact that it was her? Because, I mean, her voice is very distinct.
It is, but it almost doesn't sound like her a lot of times. And I don't know. It just, I was underwhelmed by that, and I kind of questioned that choice a little bit. I get that, probably they wanted her on some of the music and stuff like that.
She does a lot of voice acting. I actually like, I haven't seen the Smurf movies, but, I mean, I've seen some of the other stuff she's done.
What are the other things? What am I missing?
Home? That was a long time ago. It's an older movie, but I really liked that one.
Okay. Well, she was just, she was okay. A Smurfette, like just okay. Now the one casting that bugged me in this movie, and it's interesting because James Corden is in it, and I love James Corden's voice. You know, like the Trolls movies and stuff. James Corden's all over that. But that's all I can think about. He's voicing a character in this, and I'm like, wait, this is the guy you're thinking of, like the character he does in the Trolls movies, also an animated movie with little characters, and here's these little Smurf characters, and then there's the little Trolls characters, and here's James Corden's voice again. It's like, his voice is great. It's awesome. He's so good. But why? He shouldn't have been in this one. It's too...
too much.
It like it threw me off, because then I'm like, am I watching Trolls or am I watching Smurfs? What am I watching here? I don't know. And as a whole, the movie was just...
interesting.
I guess the problem is... Do you remember watching the Smurfs cartoon as a kid?
Nope.
Me neither. And I just kind of feel like, what did they do to almost like re-educate? You almost have to re-educate the audience. Like, what are the Smurfs? You
know? I don't even know. I know what they are, but like,
right.
But I never watched the show.
But I just don't feel like they did a good enough job of like, because here you have a new audience, young kids. They have no clue who the Smurfs are, and maybe their parents do, because maybe their parents watched it when they were a kid, but I just feel like they missed. It's almost like my wife said, she's like, they should have made this movie about 10 years ago, because then all the parents there with young kids definitely would have remembered watching the Smurfs. Now you're getting to parents with young kids like me. Like, I'm sure I watched the Smurfs maybe as a kid. I have very little.
If I'm being honest, I have zero desire to see the movie.
I don't have much memory of them. So, and then they didn't, I feel like in the movie, you really had to educate people, like, what are the Smurfs? You know, like,
so what
you almost
are they?
Had to give the backstory
you know?
On them. No, they just went straight into the story you know, and the Smurfs are Smurfing, you know? And it was just kind of like, you almost need to bring the audience along a little bit.
Well, I guess most kids wouldn't really care. They're just there to, like, to watch it. They don't care about the backstory.
I'll say that. If you have young kids, it's kind of like, here's just your other, any old animated movie, they're going to have fun.
Yeah.
They're going to enjoy it. So the takeaway is, did we have a great time in the movies? Sure we did. But I had some questions about some of it. Looking at it with a critical lens, I was a little let down. But also, even I, like, again, I know who the Smurfs are, but I could have used a little, like, re-education myself. Like, I don't know.
I can see that. And so the movie is going to do really bad. You missed it, Jess. You were on the phones with Joseph, our winner for Yep Nope Game. He said there was like 8 people in the theater.
I went to the 7:35 Friday. That's opening day, right?
Yikes.
And the theater almost entirely.
And out of 10, what do you give it?
6.
Ooh.
I feel like that's generous. That's a very generous rating. Thumbs up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. We're just talking way too long about the Smurfs. We're talking way too long about these Smurfs. Graham, let it go.
Well, excuse me. I guess we can just play more Sabrina Carpenter instead. I thought talking about one of the most anticipated movies that was hyped up for the summer, starring none other than Rihanna, kind of fit with what we talked about on the show.
Talking too
but
long.
I guess not.
You're talking too long. Stop.
Sorry.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Morning, JV Show. This is Melissa from Redwood City. Just wanted to say thank you guys again for the tickets to Katy Perry on Friday. Shout out to the other winners that we were sitting with up in the rafters. It was actually a really good show. My daughter had a blast, and I'm actually a Katy Perry fan again, I think. I didn't dislike her, but I never would have went to that if I had not won the tickets. She put on a really great show. Poor thing almost fell off of a butterfly in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that mishap next. I mean, now. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, right after this little thing plays, like, next.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI, now through September 14th.
Yeah, so Katy Perry almost fell off her flying prop at Chase Center. You can see this video if you weren't there at the concert. It's on her Instagram story, JV Morning Show. So she performed Friday night at Chase. During her song Roar, she rides this mechanical like butterfly thing that floats above the audience. So she's like up there, and then all of a sudden it kind of dropped a little bit, and I know she's all hooked up to cords and stuff, so I don't think she would have actually have fallen, but you could still fall off the butterfly and you would have been like just
dangling,
you know, floating around, I guess. Yeah. It scared her because she stopped singing for a minute, and you can see like how tense she got, and then she had to regain her composure before continuing the song.
Well, it did look a little scary, mostly for the people sitting below it, because that thing drops onto the crowd like you're going to injure a bunch of people.
Yes.
And when that thing like lurches, I mean, I'm, you know, like you said, she's got a separate safety wire going, but you don't, in that moment, you're thinking everything is snapping.
Yeah.
You know, like everything is about to drop.
That would be so scary.
Her, it does look like she, from all the video that we've seen and, you know, of her tour so far and this stop here at Chase Center, it does look like she puts on a really incredible show. Like there is just a lot going on. Big, like the production of it is huge.
Yes.
You wonder, like, would people's takeaway from the concert be the same without all that? You know, if it was a little more like stripped down and not like so many effects and stuff like that. I mean, they've done a good job, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people's takeaway are like, wow, it's a really good show.
Yeah. I don't think they'd have the same takeaway if it wasn't for everything. It is very elaborate.
And I think it is, it has always been her brand to go as extra as she has.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I think people would be really surprised if she didn't do that.
All right. Did you guys hear about the stampede after one of Beyonce's shows?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
So last week she was performing in Atlanta. She did a few shows there. Well, just after midnight, Tuesday morning, everybody is still like making their way out, you know, trying to get home. They have, you know, they have like their version of BART there. So the stations are filled up. Well, a 10-year-old girl saw a bug. Some are saying she saw like a cockroach. I don't know exactly, but she sees this bug, scares the heck out of her. She let out this huge scream, and that scream startled everyone that it caused a stampede.
Are you serious?
Injuring at least 11 people, because this was, you know, at the train station, and so you're having to go, like, you have to use an escalator. So everyone's, like, running and stampeding and piling onto this escalator, which caused the escalator to malfunction. Like, it sped up and then just stopped suddenly. So people were, like, falling all over each other, and one person broke their ankle.
Ooh.
7 people had to be transported to the hospital with various, you know, cuts and scrapes, and 2 people, one person declined transport to a hospital, but then 2 more people made it home and then reached out for medical help. Yeah.
That's insane.
All because of a bug. A little girl saw a bug. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my god. And the thing is, once one person starts panicking, you join them.
You don't know why they're scared.
Right.
I get it.
Especially late at night. I would have ran too.
I would too.
You find out later. It's like,
oh, it was just a bug. No.
It was an ant.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, will Bay Area summer ever arrive? It just seems to continue to have cool and mild weather here week after week, all while the majority of the rest of the country has had just crazy weather, and now they're bracing to be baked under yet another scorching heat dome event. I've been wondering what the science says about this. Has it in fact been a way cooler summer than previous summers? And the answer is yes. SFO has recorded an average maximum temperature of just 67 degrees between June 1st and July 15th, making it the coldest start to a summer since 1965.
Wow.
In the city of San Francisco, not much different. They say the marine layer fog has just kept everything so cool. The city has only had one day where the temperature has reached 70 degrees since late May. That's pretty crazy. Elsewhere, San Jose, 38 out of the first 45 days of summer were cooler than the same dates in 2024. And as we look ahead in the extended forecast this morning, the cool weather just continues. I looked at Napa where I live, and the highest forecasted temperature I see is 79 degrees, and that's next Monday. We're talking low 70s all the way through. And Napa, very characteristically, is always, you know, it's a little more inland, and it's the valley, and it's
a little
just
warmer. This,
yeah. I mean, for July, if you're telling me late July and the highest temperature I see in a 10-day forecast is 79 degrees, what in the world is happening? We're going to make it all the way through July. I mean, that pushes us right into the end of July without seeing any sort of like major heat wave or anything like that. Is August going to be the same, or are we going to wait all the way till September, October? Like, I mean, we do see really hot weather in the fall here, and that's our most dangerous fire season, but like, is it going to arrive like then? And then September, we're like, oh man, remember when it was nice and cool? This sucks. It's 100 every
day. And it's been so windy too. It's been windy. It's cold. I haven't even been able to go use my hotel pool. Like
your hotel pool?
The one that you sneak into?
Yeah.
It's been very fall vibes so far.
I know, it has.
And like we talked about earlier, pumpkin spice lattes coming back to Starbucks August 26th. I think we're going to be bundled up wearing scarves by then. It's going to be freezing
too.
And we'll be ready for pumpkin spice.
Interesting. All right, next on the JV show, I got to tell you guys about this scary thing that happened to me when I was at Target the other day. I think somebody was following me, but I'll tell you about it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we are the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before I get to this super scary thing that happened to me at Target, Jess, would you mind telling everyone how they can win tickets for the Giants?
Oh my gosh, super easy. Just leave us a talk back right now on the free iHeartRadio app, letting us know who you would take with you to the game. They're going to be taking on the Pirates on July 29th at Oracle Park, and that will enter you to win 4 tickets.
Nice. All right, so good luck. Okay, so the other day I am at Target, and we're just, you know, walking through a couple of the aisles, and I'm trying to, like, I have all my kids with me. My oldest is 13. I have two toddlers, and so you know, we're trying to like control them and wrangle them, and they're obviously like walking off and doing all this stuff. And then my daughter goes, "Why is that guy following us?" And immediately, you guys, my heart just like dropped. I'm like, "What guy?" Because literally, like that morning, I had seen a video of a woman. Oh, I don't know what part of the country this was in, but it was a woman at Target, and she was like recording a guy that was following her. And she said, she was like, every aisle that we went in, that guy was there, not buying anything, just like pretending to browse. But he was like tailing us, like, and we went to different sections on purpose to see if he would follow us there. And like, he'd go to like
and
the
he was
toy
wearing,
section.
Like, a fake glasses and fake mustache with a fake nose.
I don't know what this guy was wearing. Oh. I don't remember. But she's like, everywhere we went around the store, like, he would follow us there and just like, you know, look in the same aisle that we were at. And she said, then all of a sudden he disappeared. And she's like, she started freaking out because she was like, is he waiting for me outside? Like, men will target women that are by themselves with kids. And I had just seen this video, and like that woman, she ended up calling her husband to go to the Target store and like walk her to her car. And so I'm thinking all this.
Oh man.
As my daughter is like, Mom, there's a guy following us here. And I'm like, what guy? I didn't even notice anybody else because my focus is on my kids, keeping them.
Right.
You know, with me, she's like, there's a guy. He's wearing like a face mask, like one of those COVID masks.
Yeah.
He's wearing a mask. And I'm like, what the hell? So we walk to a different section. Sure enough, that guy is there. And now that I'm aware that this guy has been following us for who knows how long, and maybe he wasn't. I don't know. But now you're following him.
You're stalking him now.
No, but my daughter saying that was enough for me. Like, I'm glad she noticed because I wasn't. But now that I was onto him when he walked by, I was like, that guy, that's the guy. Stared him down, never saw him again.
Punched him right in the face.
No, I didn't punch him, but never saw him again.
Oh my gosh. Does this
scare
you?
Yes.
That you weren't like, I guess, because you're obviously alert, but you're more alert on like trying to make sure that your kids are right there with you. But then it's like, you have so much to, I guess, control. You have to think about your kids, but then you also have to think about like
that
the people around you.
You're not thinking of everyone else.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's really scary. A lot of times I'll let my daughter go off to a different section to go grab whatever she wants. And that day I was like, I put the kids in the car. I was like, no, everyone needs to like hang
on
to
me. Even your daughter who's 13, you've
stacked
them all in the cart together. Everyone's staying in this cart.
But I was like, you are not walking off anywhere. And part of me was afraid after he disappeared and I didn't see him again. All because of that video I saw. I'm like, oh my God, is he waiting outside for me now? I was like so spooked.
Haven't you ever had this situation though? Like it happens to me every time I go to Costco because everybody goes up and down almost every aisle. It's just sort of their routine. You're like, just so you don't miss something. You know, sometimes they move stuff in different places and I'll be circling the aisle. And each time I come around the corner down at the other end of the aisle is the same person. And then we cross each other's paths and then we go to the next aisle and we cross each other's paths again and so on and so forth. And we just keep doing that throughout the store. I'm not stalking that person.
Right.
And they're not stalking me. Our shopping paths just keep overlapping.
That's
Could it
happened.
Have been a scenario like that? Or do you think this guy,
I wasn't
were you
going.
Getting full creepy vibes from this guy?
I was getting full creepy vibes. He was there by himself. He was wearing this mask.
Well,
I wasn't going.
During COVID, I was wearing the mask too.
I wasn't going in every aisle. I was there just getting things that I specifically needed. And then the last time I saw him, it was like in the baby section.
Well, maybe he has a baby.
I think you can tell
the
difference.
Maybe he does, but yeah. And then you just get the vibes. Right. Like, I just got weird vibes.
Now he's thinking like, oh my God, this creepy lady was looking at me coming to my aisle. Now he thinks you were stalking
That's
him.
That's fine because he left me alone after that.
And here's also my next question, because what if, for example, this guy was interested in you, not for trafficking purposes, but he wanted to ask you out or something. He's like, wow, there's a really cute, you know, he's hoping single mom there, and maybe he has some kids, he's a single dad, and he wants to, you know, engage a conversation with you and hopes that he's going to bump into you and you guys could both be reaching for the Pampers at the same time or something, and he could strike up a conversation. Is it possible that maybe, you know, someone's allowed to be interested in somebody in that way in the store? I mean, albeit it probably comes off a little creepy.
That was definitely not the case with this, but I'm sure that does happen. But so my advice to anyone, just don't be creepy.
Here's my next question, okay, then, because on the don't be creepy, if this gentleman was incredibly handsome, because we know that the line for ladies between creep and not creepy is just how good they look, because the creepy.
Yeah, if it was Michael B. Jordan following me in Target, like, I would not have been scared.
Okay, there you go. Let's just call it what
it is. But this wasn't. This was actually really scary for me.
Because creepy guy at the gym, if he was incredibly handsome, is not creepy guy at the gym. He's hot guy at the gym. If he's not attractive, he's creepy guy at the gym. Stop looking at me. There is a double standard.
Yes. And it's scary because nowadays, although, you know, we wouldn't want it to be this way, anybody who is, like, kind of staring a little too long, you start to worry.
I agree. The stuff you see on social media, I'd be terrified to be a woman out by myself at dark or even, even in broad daylight in some instances. Like, it's very, I don't know, we've all been... From stuff we see in the news and stuff like that. I mean, you do have to be, you have alert. To have your head on a swivel as a woman. Like, you need to be alert and aware of your surroundings, right? I mean, that's just more than ever.
Right.
So.
All right. But I'm here. I scared that guy off.
Okay, good.
Hopefully all is good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. The JV Show is here.
Hey, guys. Bones of Fremont. Selena, it's funny you say that story because I met you at Walmart like 5 years ago. I remember I spazzed out asking for a picture. And then after that, we were walking the same aisle like 2 or 3 times. And I just remember saying, damn, this is embarrassing. I should have just never said anything. Okay, bye.
Is it possible, Selena, as you shared your tale from what you thought was somebody very creepy kind of stalking and lurking around you at the store in Target, could it have been that it was just a JV Show listener wanting to, maybe too shy to come up and say hi, but they were just kind of observing you in the store?
Of course it could be, but I think it's all about the vibes. If it even like weirded out my daughter, and she's used to people coming up and like, hi, like wanting to talk or like take a picture or whatever. But even she got weirded out, which like weirded out me even more. I don't know. It's just the vibes that you get from somebody.
Yeah, you got to trust the intuition. Yeah.
Hi, JV Show. Sarah from Hayward. You guys were just talking about the weather. I haven't seen rain in a while. And I know like oftentimes it gets kind of misty over here in Hayward. But the fact that it's sprinkling right now, I'm passing Castro Valley, traveling east, and that took me by surprise right now.
Yeah, we're not getting a summer. Summer
has been canceled this year. Do you think she's experiencing sprinkles, or do you think that's fogizzle?
I think it's fogizzle.
Yeah, I think it's probably fogizzle.
That's what I experienced.
A heavy fogizzle.
Yeah. A lot of fogizzle. All right, so...
Oh, I have bad news, you guys.
What?
Not that you guys really care about what Gen Zers think, because you guys are millennials, but Gen Zers think that you are old once you reach this specific age, and that is 35 years old.
Wow. 35 is old?
35 is old.
Thank
to
God,
a lot
I'm only
of Gen
27
Zers.
And a half.
I know. Like, we still got a ways to go, but wow.
2 years.
So you guys still feel pretty young then.
Well, I mean, I remember being like turning 21 and I was like, oh my God, anybody who's over the age of like 26, 27, you're still in clubs. Like, come on, like too old for that. Yeah. Like you always think that when you're younger.
Yeah, you always push the goalpost always just keeps getting pushed back and back and back. And I mean, you tell somebody when, think about back when you were a kid and you're like, by the time I'm 23, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have a job. You know what I mean? Then you get to 23, you're like, I barely even know how to pay my own cell phone bill.
Honestly, in your mid-20s, I'm like, I should have started saving when I was in fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
And then I would have had a house right now, but I clearly did not do that. But it's funny you mentioned 27, Selena, because 27 is another significant age where some Gen Zers do think, like, once you reach that age, it's kind of like an old age marker. It is 27 something, 35 something, 40 is the true marker of elderliness.
Oh my God.
Elderliness. I like that.
That's the same thing. So, I mean, when I was younger, I also didn't think that when I got to my, because I'm 30 right now,
yeah,
and I'm
just
I'm
30.
Hey,
you're pushing
oldest
up against
one.
Hey,
I'll admit it. That's fine. I still feel young. I feel younger than 30. But when I was younger, I didn't think that in my 30s, I would be seeing like my friends get gray hair already, and like people starting to get gray hair. For some reason, when I was young, I was like, "Oh, you don't get gray hair till you're like 40,
it's only for the elderly."
You know,
yeah. Well, I mean, 30 is elderly now, according to Gen Z.
I know. So I am scared because I still have not found any. Knock on wood, everybody. But you know, I know it's gonna come eventually, and
I think
like,
we need to give Jess's head like a full, like,
no!
Really,
yeah.
Like we're looking for lice, just like combing.
Bring
through
that head over here, Jess.
Yeah,
no.
And then we'll see. I bet you we can find one.
No, stop! I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for the elderliness.
This is depressing.
I know.
This is depressing.
It
now,
really is. It really is.
I mean, I'm only 26 and a half. Graham, you're 27. But
and
now
half,
to know
perpetually.
What people think of us when we're out at like wild events.
Yeah. And I got hella gray hair now. It's fluid.
You know what?
Having kids, the stress of having kids.
And I blame
building
yeah,
the house.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And I blame work.
And work stress.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Caused me to go gray.
Graham, you won't ever consider like dyeing your hair.
No.
I asked him that like every month. He'll never do it.
I'm gonna age gracefully.
You should try.
Men
it.
Get distinguished.
What if you tried it once? Temporary. We can do it temporary.
Yes.
Dye that way. It'll come out just to see what you look like.
Like the powder.
The
can we do that?
Just like it, then it's something else to have to maintain. I don't need more things in my life that need upkeep.
But you okay. don't have you anything I mean? Else to maintain. What do guys
but,
do?
What are you? I'm just talking about life in general. Oh. Like I'm just busy and being a dad and all the stuff that
okay,
we're doing.
Well,
you know, and it's like I don't need one more thing that I'm like, oh, well, and today. It's a Sunday. I got to re-dye my hair.
So
like,
don't maintain
cares?
It. Why don't we just do the one that comes out after a few washes? You don't have to do it again just to kind of test it out. See what you think.
I'm not Ryan Seacrest. I just don't care.
Graham, please.
Wow, shots fired at Ryan.
Well, he looks incredibly young. He's done a great job.
Ryan Seacrest is very beautiful.
Can
he
we
is.
Just try it once? That'd
no.
be Graham.
No, thanks.
And we could
no.
do it before and after.
Yeah.
So fun.
Before, I just like, don't you, do you sometimes judge men that when
no.
clearly their hair has dyed?
No.
You don't?
No.
I do.
I feel like it probably gives them a whole new level of confidence.
Yeah.
That's what it does for me.
I just think there's a very fine line. Like women, it's tough to tell that your hair is colored, right?
I think
can't.
It's the same for men.
No, it's not. It's so easy to spot. It's very easy to spot.
Well, we should try it on you and see if people can spot it.
They will be able to.
Let's just try it.
And guess
Graham.
Who doesn't want to try it? This guy
Bye.
Right Aww. Here.
All right. Just at least think about it.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. We were just talking about aging because Gen Z thinks, mm-hmm. what was the age?
35.
35 is when you're officially old. Some even
yep.
said 27.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yikes.
Doesn't make us feel great over here.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Bronte from Martinez. I missed you guys so much. I was in a bachelorette party this weekend in San Diego. I'm 33 years old. No shame in that. And oh my gosh, a girl cannot drop it on the dance floor like she did when she was 21. My thighs were tight. My knees were hurting. By midnight, I was ready to turn back into whatever pumpkin and just be done with it. So yeah, I get it. Fair is fair.
That's one of the things that's like you can't party like you used to. It
no.
sucks. I'm still hurting now from Saturday drinking.
Yeah, your Vegas hangover might last through Wednesday.
Oh, I can't take it. We were trying to convince Graham to dye his hair.
Got a lot
Good
of gray hair.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Graham, there's no need to dye your hair. Men look so handsome with their grays. Like you said, they're very distinguished. I refuse to dye my hair simply because I'm too lazy to maintain it. So I too will age gracefully. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Hey, thank you for that. Yeah, it is. It's not fair. Men can... It's more acceptable.
Men get
right,
distinguished, women get
yeah.
older. Yeah, it's happened.
I hate that.
I
just like she said, she said she'll never dye her hair because she's too lazy to maintain it. My thing is, you guys know my shower and like getting ready routine. It's one bar of soap and then I brush my teeth and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No
moisturizer at all?
No. I don't need to add anything to the routine. You know, two swipes of the deodorant stick and I'm out. You know, I don't want to be in there like, let me touch up my roots. I don't have time for that.
Hey, JV Show, this is Angel from Hayward. I used to do hair for a long time, and I had a lot of male clients for getting color. The one thing that I recommended for clients who were nervous about dyeing their hair was to do a demi-permanent, because it washes out as you obviously wash it, and then by the time you've washed it a few times and you need a touch-up, it's kind of faded, so there's not such a harsh line.
That's what I said. Get one of these not permanent ones. Yeah. Oh my god!
Try demi.
But yeah, how does that sound, Graham?
I mean, it obviously sounds better. I just think, like, when you see men that have dyed their hair, particularly in the sunlight, it's just so unmistakable. You're just like, oh, I know what's happening there. And also, why are all these guys, like, you know, these NFL announcers and stuff, they're like 70 years old and they have not a single gray. It's like, what are you doing? Like, make it look can't you blend it a little bit? Make it look somewhat natural? Mm. These guys, like, it looks ridiculous. I know you're not 70 without gray hair. Like, it just...
That's a good
point. It looks stupid.
I never
thought of
that. They
have, like, this solid color block of hair. I'm just like, it looks so fake. Like, what are we doing?
I don't mind that. I don't like when dyeing the beard is so obvious. That I feel like is way more obvious.
I will not be doing that.
Just try it.
No.
You can do a demi.
No, thank you. Yeah. Isn't it the word semi?
That's what I thought.
Should it be semi-permanent, but what's demi?
That's the there's a difference.
Got it. All right. Yeah. I've never heard the term.
Jess, how was the weekend?
You guys, another successful rodeo weekend in Salinas.
What the hell is that again?
The California Rodeo Salinas comes once a year in July. It starts on Wednesday, ends on Sunday, so it's like a full-on week of just partying, drinking, and checking out some rodeo events.
But it is actually centered around, there's like live rodeo events going on.
Right. Okay. So on Wednesday, they have PBR, professional bull riding, and then every single day they have different types of events for entertainment purposes, and then... there are different tents that you can go into for drinking purposes. So that's where I was in. Uh-huh. That's the one I was in. This year, tamarind vodka was my go-to. You guys have tried it, right?
That sounds delicious. Wait, I don't like vodka, though.
But no, okay. I'm the same way. I'm a tequila girl. But the Smirnoff tamarind vodka, oh my gosh. You pair that with pineapple juice. The best.
That
so
does sound
good.
Pretty good.
It doesn't taste like you're drinking any alcohol. It literally just tastes like you're... If you like Mexican candy, you'll love that. Yeah. So try it if you haven't already. I didn't throw up, which was a win in my book.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Was it like due to happen any minute then? Yeah, it's probably bottled up in you. It's gotta come out at some time.
My next drink is gonna be awful for me. Oh. No, but I had told myself I was only gonna do two drinks because it really doesn't take much for me to feel the alcohol. I'm a lightweight.
Did two drinks?
No, I didn't. That's I'm surprised that I didn't throw up because I was like, yeah. I literally, before going, I told my fiance, I was like, you know what? I think I'm only going to do two drinks. I don't want to spend that much money and I really don't need that much. And then, I didn't go as planned.
I do the same thing. I'm like, I just need to have two drinks. I don't need to wake up feeling hungover tomorrow.
Right.
And every time it's like you get around a group of people and it's like, shots! Yeah.
And then after two, it's like, it might as well be nothing because you don't feel it.
Right.
And then you go to 14 and then the next day you feel like a death machine.
We also had the Mountain Dew Baja Blast seltzers. Have you guys tried those?
No.
Those are also really good.
It's a hard seltzer
I recommend.
Made by Mountain Dew?
Yes.
Really?
I want to say it's 5%. But again, doesn't taste like you're drinking.
Can you bring that in for the chug wheel? I like that.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool. I will get some. But we definitely went a little too hard on Friday. So for Saturday, we didn't get up till like 1 p.m. Still made it though, late, but we still made it to Saturday rodeo. I will say on Friday mainly, I did feel a lot of judgment walking around because my outfit, I guess, was a little revealing. It was a little cold that day, so I don't know if people were judging me because of that. No, but I was wearing like short leather shorts and a halter top that was, I guess, it showed my whole back, so it was a little revealing. So I actually felt a little self-conscious for
really?
A bit.
Because
everyone else is wearing a jacket
because
it's like foggy.
Because when
and
I
cold.
Got there, I was like, oh my God, is nobody like... Did I not get the same memo? Like, hello, this is like our Salinas Met Gala. We always dress up for things like this. You know, like,
the Salinas
like, and nobody else was. And, well, not at first. So I was like,
drinking some Mountain Dew Baja Blast. It's the Salinas Met Gala.
You know, like, the line to enter is like our red carpet. So I'm over here, like, I'm standing there like, oh my gosh, did I not make the right choice? Are we not doing the same thing that we have done every single
year? Did you feel
like
a lot of other people were like staring at you?
I felt like the older people were. Like they were looking at me like, okay, this girl like thinks she's all that, or like thinks she can wear like something revealing on a cold day while all of us are like bundled up.
The judgment comes from the ladies, to be fair. It's not the guys. The guys,
well, who was it?
They're staring for different reasons.
That's a good point though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of the older.
Okay, are we going to see the outfit?
Oh yeah, we'll post that with our photos from home.
Okay.
But they also did the kiss cam and the rodeo mascot, because we do have a mascot, obviously.
What is it?
It's a giant hat.
The Salinas Met Gala mascot is a giant hat.
And they recreated.
What's its name?
They did. I don't know if he has a name.
I have to find out.
Yeah. They recreated the Coldplay kiss cam.
Love it.
Yeah. So that was fun too. It was just all around good weekend, you guys. But
I love that. I love that they recreated that. Everybody is.
Salina, you were invited to the Salinas Met Gala?
Wow.
This weekend? No, I was
in
Vegas.
You're the pride of Salinas.
I was in Vegas for Backstreet Boys. Backstreet's back. All right.
I still can't get over that the rodeo is a rodeo. Like, I just, like,
what do you mean?
Make it make sense.
Why? How?
Because it's
the same. I feel
like
it makes sense.
It's a rodeo.
Right.
But we're like, we're not going to call it a rodeo. We're going to call it a rodeo.
Right, because like, it's the California rodeo of Salinas.
I know, but it's just, I don't get it.
It's fun.
It's not for you to get, Graham.
I know. I was not invited to the Salinas Met Gala. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Couple things on Kylie Jenner. Okay, so first, people are slamming her latest fashion campaign. They're calling it her worst photo shoot ever.
Really?
She posts for Miu Miu's latest campaign. You can check out, you know, one of the photos on our Instagram story. Go to JV
Miu Miu?
Morning Show. Yeah.
Is that a Pokemon?
I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah. It sounds like a Pokemon. Maybe it is. No, but this is some, I don't know, fashion brand. Fans are looking at these pictures and they're calling out her dead eyes. And ooh. I have to agree, Kylie Jenner has dead eyes, at least in this photo shoot. Like, no,
like Pete
Davidson
dead eyes?
No, those are different eyes.
Oh, got it. Oh, no. Yeah, his were.
Yeah, you can't say yet.
Can't say that.
That these are dead eyes. Like, there's nothing behind it. She's just looking. She's just there. And they're like, what's with the bored face? Like,
really?
Come on. Yeah.
They're
completely lacking a soul. You're right.
She has dead eyes.
She's looked like this before, though.
I thought this is just fashion. I thought it's how you're supposed to look.
Yeah, I thought you were always, but when you're a high fashion model, I thought you were always supposed to look like very annoyed and like,
this
camera's just a bother.
But
you're never smiling. Like, hey.
Sometimes you do have to smile, though. Smile.
See, but she's not smizing here.
Right.
She's just.
This is like, hi, I'm way too rich for you to even look at me.
Yeah.
Also, there's nothing going on inside my brain.
No. No, that's what it looks like, though. If you want to go check out the photo, JV Morning Show. The other thing, really quick, Kylie was in Greece, and she went to this restaurant called Tasia, or I don't know, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but she took a picture with the family that owns it, and the owner was online just gushing about Kylie going to the restaurant. He said, quote, an iconic entrepreneur and global trendsetter, she experienced a taste of our Greek hospitality and cuisine, and he calls it a true pleasure to host such a remarkable guest, and it was an honor.
Jeez, and now he really was gushing.
Yeah, and now people are calling for a boycott of that restaurant.
Oh, come on!
No!
Because she's showing such special treatment to her, and like fans are like, do you treat every guest like this?
Oh,
no,
my
but we know celebrities get different treatment.
They do.
And if I was a restaurant owner, I'm sorry, but yeah, if a celebrity comes to
I would have
be
the same reaction.
It still always bugs me that the richest people, the rich, famous people, don't pay for their meals.
Yeah.
When they're the ones that can actually afford
it.
And the rest of us norms never get called to meal because we're just
going
norms.
Broke, just trying to survive.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, but fans did not like that. They're calling for a boycott. Graham, let's get to this whale count.
All right, get your San Francisco Bay dead whale tracking scorecards out if you are scoring at home. And I think you are. Unfortunately, a week or so ago, we had yet another gray whale wash up here in the Bay. This one in Richmond, near the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. It had died from what looks like an apparent ship strike. So probably didn't hit the crosswalk button, and then a boat just mashed right into
too
it.
Too soon.
Well, sadly, that brings our... Don't make me laugh, Selena. This is a sad story. Well, sadly, that brings our current total to 21 dead whales. That's the most we've seen here in the Bay Area since the year 2000. This is not a good sign, especially because the gray whale population as a whole has continued to decline. They estimate that there are only around 13,000 left in the wild, which is the lowest number counted since the 1970s. So we have a population already in decline. We had 21 dead whales. I'll say this. Hopefully there won't be any more because it's very late in the migration season now.
Okay.
And most of the, there's not many gray whale sightings at all anymore anywhere near the bay. So hopefully, you know, the pod of whales. About
is
to
that
say,
what it's called?
I was about to say herd.
Gaggle?
Hopefully the pods of the whales, have moved on. And we won't be seeing any more. But we know, the one thing we do know is that, yes, we've had 21 dead gray whales, but there's also been a couple of other types of whale that have washed up here this season. So I'm not sure what our total dead whale tracker is, but it's up over 21. I know that.
Oh my God, that's so much.
This is not good, you guys.
That's so sad.
Well, hopefully this will be the end of it because what is happening?
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, team. What's going on? How y'all doing today? Happy Monday. This is Evan from Nevada. I just had a quick little comment. You know what I've noticed? Every time, and I'm going to say it's Selena, but I'm not trying to point any fingers, but I'm going to say it's Selena. Every time she says go Mets after you talk about the Giants, especially the Giants, we lose. Selena, stop doing that. That's like, no, it's not helping. Okay, we're trying to make a W this time, okay? Stop saying that next time. I think. I don't know. Bye.
All right, so yeah, oftentimes when we do talk about the Giants, I talked about them unfortunately getting swept by the Blue Jays over the weekend in Toronto. I said they start a new series today against the Braves, first pitch 4:15, and then Selena blurts
out,
go Mets. And it's just become sort of a thing. But yeah, right. Selena, do you think you're jinxing the team by shouting
that
out?
Okay, what you guys need to know is I'm not actually saying that.
But what are you talking about?
Graham, Graham has a recording that he just throws in throughout the morning whenever he wants. So every time. So really, it's Graham because you're pushing the button. You're jinxing.
Go Mets!
You just said it right now, Selena.
Yeah, you just did it again.
No, I didn't.
Right there.
No, I didn't.
Go Mets!
Okay,
you just did it again.
But then how am I overlapping myself? How am I talking over that?
You were.
Yes, I was.
What you're saying right now is a recording. And
no,
the Go Mets
that's
is live.
A recording.
Yeah.
Go Mets!
See?
You just said it again.
No.
Stop jinxing
them.
I think the Giants' biggest problem lately is that they've just been, it's not even us because we didn't jinx them all weekend long. Like, you got to get at least
that's a good
one
point.
Of those games from the Blue Jays, and they couldn't do that. They've been losing a lot lately.
I blame Jess.
No, but the Giants are going to be playing the Mets soon. Are you going to say it then, Selena? Because then
not,
you're going against the Giants.
I am not saying it.
Oh, Mets recording.
You just did it again
that's
right there.
Recording.
Next Friday, August 1st. Mm-hmm. Giants, we've taken on the Mets, and you're going to be really in a bind there.
No, well, like, I'm not going to actually say that.
Then who are you rooting for?
The Giants, obviously.
Got it.
Go Mets!
You just did it again! We're so stupid.
All right, you guys, photos from home. Every Monday, we bring a picture from our weekend. You can check them out now. JV Morning Show, that's our Instagram. Make sure you guys give us a follow. So my photo is from inside the Sphere in Vegas. This is after the show.
Let me see.
It was so cool, you guys.
It looks futuristic.
It does.
Oh,
it was
Sphere.
It was the best concert that I have ever been to.
Oh,
so much fun.
My God.
I wish you could see more. It's just hard. You can't get everything in a single picture, you know? But that's just a little bit of it.
Cute.
How were your seats? Because I've heard it can your experience in the Sphere can vary based on where you're sitting.
Really? We were in the middle section. We had good seats. I heard it doesn't matter where you sit. Every seat's a good seat.
I thought if you're too far up, then you can't really get the full effect of everything that's happening and wrapping around you.
Maybe that's true. Yeah, I haven't heard that. I could see that maybe. Yeah. But when you go on and buy your tickets, it lets you know hey, part of the view is obstructed here. So you just don't want to sit on the outside.
Or
the front. Yeah.
I guess. Cool.
But we were good.
Mine's a picture of my kids and I. This is Friday night. We went to see the Smurfs movie. It's become a tradition. I don't know why. And our kids make us do it. They want to take a picture with the movie poster every time.
That's so cute.
Always a picture we take with the movie poster. If you zoom in on my son, you can see he's missing both of his front teeth.
Let me see.
Right now. Which is a funny look. He lost his other front tooth recently.
And so he got $20, you said, Graham?
Five. Tooth Fairy.
That's it?
Hit him with the five spot. Okay. What do you mean that's it? Thank you, Tooth Fairy.
For a front tooth, those are worth
more. I didn't know the Tooth Fairy had a sliding scale for the different teeth. What's a molar worth?
Well, the front ones are they're worth a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe the molars are big back there. Shouldn't that be a...
But no one sees nobody those. Notices those.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a different scale.
The two front teeth, at least 15 each.
15 bucks for minimum. A tooth falling out? They didn't do anything.
My Tooth Fairy would do a 20.
A 20 spot?
Yeah, everything is more expensive these days. What is your son going to get with $5?
Yeah, you're right, all the tariffs.
You should hire a new Tooth Fairy, Graham.
I guess so.
Yeah. And then my picture is at the California Rodeo Salinas. What you see in the background is supposed to be fireworks. We tried to get a cute picture with the fireworks.
It just looks like fire.
Looks like the stage caught on fire. Yeah. It's like a fireworks malfunction.
That's literally what it looks like.
But, yeah, I guess this is... I also did get some videos of the fireworks, so I guess I'm back on...
Of course.
...doing that.
What for?
Because they're so pretty.
How many times have you gone back to watch them?
None. I'm going just to right now, no, so that'll be one time.
Sure.
But I just can't resist, Grab.
I love it. You guys look great. Let me give that post a like. Oh, I accidentally unliked it. Let me like it again. Okay. There we go. All right. Make sure you check out all of our photos. JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.